And now we turn back to Slate's Michael Kinsley, who spoke earlier with the senior editor Christopher Caldwell of the Weekly Standard. The subject, U.S. involvement in Iraq and how President Bush handled his recent call for more money for military operations there, and the language that the president used.
Okay, Chris Caldwell, the question on the table is, why are politicians so reluctant to apologize? And the specific example is President Bush. It seems evident, to me at least, and to most people, that the administration was surprised by how much the post-war was going to cost in Iraq. But they're all out there denying that. What is the point? Wouldn't it be better politics as well as more honest if they said, yes, this is costing more than we expected. It's still important. We still should do it. Wouldn't that make it easier to get the money, in fact?
I don't think so. I think it would. There's a reason why politicians are, I won't say lie, but are so reluctant to apologize. They're willing to shift their policies, but they don't want to throw their own general credibility into question. And for that reason, I think one of the seminal moments of modern politics was the 1984 debate between Mondale and Reagan, in which Mondale said, you know, both of us are candidates who are going to raise taxes, and the difference between us is that I'm the candidate who will tell you I'm going to raise taxes.
But you say they don't do it because of credibility. But what kind of credibility does Bush have? We'll only take on this small point, on this $87 billion. Do you believe they were not surprised that they knew that the post-war effort was going to be this expensive and this ambitious?
Well, in fact, a lot of people were not surprised, and that even reinforced Bush's reasons not to fess up, because there were a lot of people who've actually been saying all along that to do this right is going to cost a great deal of money.
Well, in terms of credibility, not only does he have less credibility, it seems to me, if he denies it because it's so obviously true that he was blindsided, but he campaigned in the election of 2000 against the idea of nation building because, among other reasons, he thought it was too expensive. So that makes it even more absurd, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's...
For him to say, oh my gosh, this...
I don't disagree with you. No, it's an absurdity, but it's a perennial absurdity. It's just a function of the short attention span of the American voter, which is really one of the wonders of the world, you know?
But it would be easier to change your course if you didn't feel you had to pretend you weren't. And I think it would be better politics.
Yeah, but you know, do you mind if I make a sort of semi-metaphysical point?
I'll have to check with the authorities at NPR. I think if it's only semi-metaphysical, you can make it.
But there are certain things that to do them in a self-conscious, rational way retards their being done. Like if you had to think about every step of making a layup in basketball, you would trip. You just have to sort of rush on ahead. And I think that in military matters, there is a belief, maybe it's not based on the truth, but it is a belief in higher circles of government, that if you are too thoughtful about each step of an operation, you're going to cause it to fail. And I think that that's the core complaint about micromanagement, that catchword that gets applied to Lyndon Johnson about the Vietnam War. And Bush is certainly avoiding being overly contemplative and self-reassessing about much of this stuff.
No doubt for metaphysical reasons.
Right, right.
Yeah. On that metaphysical point, thanks very much, Chris Caldwell of the Weekly Standard.
Thanks, Michael.
And our thanks to Slate's Michael Kinsley for that interview.